This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. Rome unveils new EV bus model to tap Kenya's mass transit sector, by Annie Anjanja. Kenya-based EV startup Rome has unveiled a new shuttle bus model dubbed Move, coming as the East African country continues to push for the adoption of electric vehicles. Rome, formerly Opibus, now plans to ramp up its production of the Move bus and expand its charging infrastructure as it anticipates a growth in EV bus demand following Kenya's acceleration of electric vehicle adoption against the backdrop of skyrocketing fuel prices and calls for a switch to sustainable transport options. Rome said it has already received orders for 50 buses, which it will deliver from February next year. It expects to churn out 40 units a month at full production capacity. The 42-seater buses, with a range of 200 kilometers, are assembled locally with parts sourced from China and will cost $135,000. The bus can also be built to carry 52 people. Rome, which designs its own buses, says it builds them in line with local requirements, including high ground clearance. Building the body locally also enhances our design offering. We can move the door, build more boot space, accommodate preferred window fittings, or add air conditioning, and so on, Rome's country sales executive Dennis Wakaba told TechCrunch. The launch of Rome Move comes after the company revealed plans in 2021 to launch EV buses to complement its motorcycle production business. It also follows the launch of Rome Rapid in July, which is meant to tap Kenya's planned, now stalled, Bus Rapid Transit BRT system, which was intended to be powered by green, electric, hybrid, and biodiesel vehicles. Its main competitor, Bezigo, already has tens of EV buses on major routes in Kenya's capital, Nairobi. Founded in 2017 by Gardler, Philippe Lofstrom, and Mikhail Gange, Rome previously specialized in auto conversions before moving to electric vehicle production. We started off by designing our own electric powertrains back in 2018, and we have a lot of in-house expertise. We have that competence in-house that gives us more flexibility in terms of what products we can bring to the market, said Wakaba. Rome is backed by Silicon Valley fund At One Ventures, Factor E Ventures, and Pan-African VC firm Ombo Ventures. The introduction of the Move bus follows Kenya's continued push for EV adoption by zero-rating the supply of electric buses and bicycles and exempting imported and locally assembled motorcycles from excise duty in the current Finance Act. The country also has special power charging tariffs. Last week, the Electric Vehicle, EV Charging and Battery Swapping Infrastructure Guidelines 2023 were published by Kenya's Energy Authority to, amongst other matters, fast-track the building of public charging stations, which remains a great impediment to adoption. As Kenya lays ground for the transition from fossil fuel vehicles overall, electric mobility take-up in Africa is still sluggish when compared to the developed world, owing to a number of challenges, including weak electricity grids, insufficient charging infrastructure, and hefty EV acquisition costs. Updated to clarify that Rome will start delivering the buses from February next year.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.